Blog Talk Radio.
EK on the spot.
Good talk, my man. Real life, my man. Good talk, my man. Real life, my man.
You tuned in to Real Talk, Real Life with Emma E2K on the spot. And this is only for the rolling sexy, baby. Mwah.
Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Emma E2K, and I'm on. We're streaming live from 950 Plus's mansion. We in the BX. I got my girl, Lush, live. We're here. Thanks, everybody, for logging in. Callers, you already know. Tune in to www.blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. You can be able to get in the chat room. Call us at 347-826-7722. You know, give your shout. You know, we got AG, Andre the Giant, the God, D-I-T-C, he's here in the building showing me love, and everything is very. We're going to get right into the topic. The topic for today would be, why are good men hard to find? Good men, where are you? Or our ladies, are we looking in the wrong place? You know, because sometimes we say we want to find a good man, but we're not in the right places to be finding them. So, you know, are we in the right place to look for them? And what qualifies a man to be good? You know, we say, if he washes dishes, he's good. Or if he pays my bills, he's good. So I want to try to get the real definition on what makes a man, you know, good. And when you do have a good man, lady, do you know what to do with him? There's some of us that, you know, get a good man, and because we've been, you know, hurt in our past or whatever, we don't, you know, we end up messing up. I mean, vice versa, too, fellas, so yeah, I do it as well. But that's the topic of today. So we got a caller. Let's bring in the caller. We got to call our first caller on the show. Hi, who's that? Where you calling from? 857, you're on.
Oh, it was good, Emma. You know, Bugsy coming through to show you some love.
Hi, honey.
What's going on? You know,
I don't know. I feel like I should give you a prize or something. I don't know.
Feel special. Feeling special. Uh-oh, I got a beautiful kiss from the beautiful Emma, huh?
That's it. Thank you. So you already know, did you get to hear the topic that we're discussing today?
No, I mean, I just heard a little bit. You talked about good men, but I don't know about the speaker on that.
Wait, you don't know if you can speak on it because you're not a good man, or?
No, I mean, I am, but, you know, I don't want to throw salt on the niggas that, you know, getting their game on. I don't want to throw salt.
This is actually about uplifting the good men, you know, because y'all guys always saying that us women always bashing the guys, and, you know, we always saying there's no good men, so I'm going to turn it around on you. You know, Where are you? I'm asking a question. You say you're a good man? Are you answering that question?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. I think, to be honest, I want to say every man can be a good man, but you know, they just got that voice inside their head that may tell them, you know, temptations is out there. I mean, every dude can be a good dude at the end of the day, but some dudes ain't ready, or some dudes just, you know, get overpowered by that voice in their head. But, I mean, as far as where to find them, I want to...
Past experience, like past hurts, like, you know, a girl got up in that heart and tore it up.
Yeah, that'll definitely do it, too. That's a big one right there. That'll definitely make that happen, too.
Okay, so now let me ask you another question. What qualifies a man to be good? Like, what do you think, in your opinion, is the qualifications for a good man?
Ladies, listen up. As far as knowing what should be done, he also got to, you know, do what needs to be done. You know, I mean, let me give an example. Like, I'd say, like, if he know, you know, what his woman want and things like that, you know, a good man, or, you know, 9 times out of 10 to make sure she would never have to ask for that. Like, he would already know, you know, okay, well, normally around this time, things are like this, or, you know, she might want something to be like this. So, you know, 9 times out of 10, like, a good man to do some things without her even having to ask for it to be done. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll have that mind thing with his woman, like, okay, well, she might want this, or this might, like, you know what I mean, that way. So he'll be on top of that without her saying, well, baby, maybe you should do this, or we should try this, you know what I mean?
Those rose petals should be already, like, in the bathtub, right? Like, when I come from work, those rose petals already should be there in the bathtub. The massage already automatic. Like, the hands should already be on as soon as you walk in. Like,
oh, most definitely. And like I said, you know, there's dudes that know it but don't do it. Like, dude to know, okay, shorty about to get home, you know, maybe she'll want like this, but, you know, Nick's still playing that Madden 10 on the PS3 or something, you know what I'm saying, and got his homeboys home kicked up. Like, sure, he don't want to see company when she come home, you know what I mean? And niggas really don't even care. Like, they know it ain't supposed to be that way, but they'll still do it anyway, you know what I mean? That goes to where I say.
Don't be afraid to wash dishes neither, right? Is there something wrong with, like, because that's kind of sexy to me, seeing the guy
wash dishes and cook, you know? You gotta get your Chef Boyardee on, your Mr. Clean on, you already know.
Like, without asking, you know, like, that's something that's nice without asking. When you have to ask, like, babe, can you wash the dishes? It kind of takes the spark away. But when you come home and the dishes are washed for no apparent reason, or you finish eating and he just gets up and washes dishes for no apparent reason, I think that's sexy. I mean, that's just my opinion. But, you know, call in 347-826-7722 and call in for your opinion. So we're talking here. The topic about good men, and we have a good man on the line, and he's giving, you know, his opinions on the qualifications of a good man. Now, let me ask you something else. Do you think when women finally have a good man, they don't know what to do with him?
In some cases, yes, like that. But I think the thing is, they it's not that they don't know what to do or how to handle that situation. I want to say, like, they're so used to the worst that they're expecting the worst to happen, that they really don't, you know, get that good view on it. They always got that negative outlook. So that kind of, you know, clouds up that judgment. And a dude only takes so much, you know what I mean? Like, after a while, he'll be like, well, look, man, you ain't even really trying to, you know, understand or even give a dude a chance like that. So you can only put in, he'll only be willing to put in so much work, you know, if a female ain't trying to, like, understand or realize or do the same, you know what I mean? So it also comes on the past. Like, you know, they say, like, a lot of dudes do a lot of bad, and females carry that. I think females carry it forward more than males do, and it's a little harder because females put the walls up, and, you know, you got to put in extra work to break that wall down before you can start to get that new start, you know what I mean? So you got to put in extra work because you got to break that barrier before you can even get to that point where y'all got to start off fresh.
Right. Now, do you think that us ladies are looking in the wrong place? Because that's the question that I like to always ask, you know, my girlfriends. So they're like, oh, I can't find a good man. And I'm like, well, where are you looking? Oh, I was at the strip club. I was at the this. How do you find a good man at the strip club? Not to say that no good man would be there, but I'm just saying, like, you know, why you can't go and look for him, you know, in the supermarket, on the laundromat, or something like that?
My personal opinion is, I honestly don't think that you should look, because when you start looking is when you start, you know, 9 times out of 10, you'll probably bypass, like, the person that you need to be looking for, or you start looking and you're not seeing too much of what you're looking for, so now you're either breaking your standards down to something else, or you're putting more standards because of what you see. I just think it's better to, you know, just let it flow instead of going out looking and say, well, damn, I need to just, you know, go out, be you. And if you, you know, happen to get that eye contact, that little lust feeling, and, you know, try it from there and take it. But as far as, like, looking, I think looking is always a negative and a plus. Like I said, as far as adding and taking away certain standards, because now you're not really looking what you're looking for and you're getting tired of looking. So you either lower your standards and go for the next best thing, you know what I mean? So as far as that go, I think you should just let it happen instead of going out searching, you know what I mean?
Right. Another question pertaining to the same, you know, same in the topic of it all. The ladies now, they go out and they get dressed prerogative, you know, because they're seeking, the single ladies, you know, we're looking at, debate. Do you think that, you know, the way that the girls are dressing now is just a little over the top? You know, does it give the wrong message to a good man? A good message is yourself. You're walking on the street. You've seen a female dress a certain way. Does that kind of like, you know, guide you to be like,
I want to say,
you pay for her or you don't? What do you think about that?
I want to say, actually, it kind of could be like that because, like, you know, it could be a good dude, you know, and he'll look and he'll be like, well, you know, shorty's dressing like this. So he might be like, well, I don't know if I want that to be, you know, wifey material. I might be able to mess with that for the night, you know, but I wouldn't really, you know, and that's just anybody would probably look at it like that, you know what I mean? So it's like, dressing like that, it's just like, what would you, as a matter of fact, as I would say females should look at it as like, What would you say if you was out in the street and you just happened to see a female dressed that way? What's the first thing y'all ladies say? Oh, she ain't no good. She looking to to get by on. You know what I mean? So y'all gotta look at it as y'all would look at it if you was looking at the next female.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we gotta be a little more conscious. You know, we got to be a little more conscious of that, not to say that, that we should be labeled just by what we're wearing, you know, what they see, but, I mean, that is the world thing, you know?
Yeah, I'm still here with you, Emma, but just give me 1 second. I'm actually going to mute my phone so I can talk right quick so, you know, our listeners all up in the kid info. But I'm here listening with you. Just give me 1 quick second. I'm just going to throw it on mute right quick, but I'm definitely still here with you.
That's what's up,
Bugsy,
man. Thank you. Let's get it, Lush.
We're streaming live, man.
We're live on Ustream, too.
You can check us out. We're streaming live. The Queens are here live.
We live on here on Ustream. And you know what, Emma, really, you know, when it comes to the ladies and everything, man, you know, the ladies, like you said last time, is what you put out there is what you get.
What you get.
You know?
In anything,
yeah.
Whether it be in business, personal life, whatever you put out there is what you get. You put something out negative or kind of pertaining to looking negative, then, you know, you're going to get that response back. So,
yeah.
I mean, not to say you have to dress like a nun and a...
Yeah,
nobody wants to dress
like a nun. I don't dress like a nun. Look at
that. Sexy.
I mean.
But that'd be sexy and classy.
Yeah.
There's a difference between sexy and classy and
trashy. That's definitely a thing. And
so
we see a lot of trashy girls out there, especially now that it's summertime, too.
Woo.
Lord have mercy. Get butt naked.
Real talk, real life.
And not to forget and stuff right now, we're going to have an exclusive interview. Your host tonight is Emma of E2K, live in the building. And it's E2K on the spot each and every Friday at 8 o'clock. Make sure you stay tuned. Call in at 347-826-7722. She's going to have the legendary AG of Digging in the Crates live in the building with us, talking about his new album and everything like that.
Everything very.
Yeah. So we stream live, man. You see that? That's
CD
right there. It's crazy right now, man.
We're
broadcasting live.
We in the BX. We live in the BX. As a matter of fact, you know, Lush came down and showed me support on my first show. I appreciate that.
And you know
wholeheartedly. Everything's Barry because she's here. You know, AG, the guard, is in the building. Look out for the flyers. Don't forget, every Saturday, E2K on the spot with your girl, Emma E2K. Real talk, real life.
Yeah. Check it out.
And everybody checking us out on the Ustream.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody? Thanks for logging in.
Make sure you guys go.
He's on his way.
Make sure you guys go to the chat room on Blog Talk. Log on right now to www.blogtalkradio.com. And go
it's up on your screen.
Yeah, it's up on the street. It's up on the screen. If you look up there on the screen, www.blogtalkradio.com, go into the chat room, and we can conversate you with there. We're not opening up the chat room in here. You can go www.blogtalkradio.com, and we'll be in the chat room right there talking to you guys. You can ask questions and everything like that for AG.
Definitely. If you got any questions to ask the guy while I have him here, please call in and make sure that you ask him. He's the most wonderful and humblest person I've ever met in my life. And not just because I know him on a personal, he's just a great guy all around. So please, you know, call up the guy and support him, support me. Make sure you buy everything, Zeri. The website is redapples45.com. www.redapples45.com. Make sure you go up there and you can purchase it from there. I'm sure they sell it in other places, but he prefers that y'all log into redapples45, the number 45.com. He's on the billboard, y'all. He's on the billboard, so on the billboard list. So come on, let's support all the legends, man. Let's support the legends. Let's keep them what they are. And
shout out to all the mamacitas.
Shout out to the murder mommies, street queens. It's a she thing. E2K in the building. Women movement. We're here. We're streaming live on the Ustream. You already know. Don't forget to log on to www.e2kmagazineonline.com. That's the website. Follow me on the Twitter. On the Twitter, y'all Twitters. 20 to tweet. Twitters. Follow me. Emma E2K. Emma E2K. Or E2K underscore magazine. You already see what's in the background, right? You already see who got my back, right? Lush E2K. You already know. Oh. Who's hanging out with us? And maybe we can get him to answer some of the questions of the topic.
Mm-hmm.
AG the God, give us some applause. Some applause. My baby's coming in. My baby's stepping in here. The God is in the building, man.
Yeah, we got
come on. The God is in the building. You already know. Don't forget redapples45.com. Redapples45.com. Caller 201, you're on with Emma E2K and AG, the guy from DITC. Where you calling from? What's your name?
What's good? This is Q from Jersey. How you everybody doing tonight?
We good. Blessed. Thank you for calling in.
No problem. I'm just listening in, that's all. Show my girl Lush some love.
That's the stuff, yeah. And she's showing me love, so it's all love here. See, it's a love thing.
Yo, but it's all about Emma E2K. On the spot right now, Q, you know what I'm saying? She's live. It's her first show live on Lush Radio Online. Live with the God with AG.
It's all good. We share the love. I don't mind sharing love. But did you listen to the topic? Are you listening to what we're talking about as far as good men?
I just called in, so I don't even know what the topic is.
Okay, so let me just run it to you real quick. Why are good men hard to find? The topic is, right, why are good men hard to find? And my question is, good men, where are you, right? And to the ladies, are we looking in the wrong places? You know, because sometimes, you know, there's a lot of ladies that be like, oh, we can't find a good man or whatever. But then I ask them, but where are you looking? Oh, we were hanging out at the strip club. We were here. We were there. Not to say again, because I always want to fix things, because I know, you know, a lot of super friends, these are y'all. But I'm saying, and that there's no good men there, but, you know, it depends, like, where you kind of associate or network yourself at. And
exactly. I look at it like this. A good man, good woman, however, whatever your preference may be, you know, we're not hard to find. You know, it's all depending on what your definition of a good man may be. You know, your definition of a good man might be totally something different from maybe Lush's definition of a good man, you know. So, I mean, good men, good women, we're out here. It's just what you're into and what, you know.
Oh, well, okay, so am I talking to a good man right now?
Of course.
All right, then. So now what qualifies you to be that good man? What are your qualifications that you feel makes you a good man?
Well, my qualifications, I take care of my business. I'm not afraid of responsibilities. I mean, I take care of my kids. I pay my bills and everything. I mean, I got a job. Matter of fact, I'm about to start my own business within the next few months and everything. So, I mean, what qualifies me as a good man, that's my qualifications, that I define myself as a good man. Not afraid of responsibility. Now, that might be somebody else looking at me, might be somebody to a different aspect of a good man, so that's how I look at it. But I mean, I take care of my business. You know, I make sure home know where home is at. You know, I don't run the streets. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. You know, I'm about handling mine, making sure mine is taken care of.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, do you think that when a woman has some ladies, you know, let's not say all, but that some ladies, when they do have a good man, they don't know what to do with him?
That goes both ways. You know, I mean, I can't say, you know, can't speak for the women's gender. You know, we got some men out here that play games too, you know, so you might get a woman out here that got a good man and don't know how to act, don't know how to treat him and everything. Of course, he might dip off, you know, find some side piece or something else that's more to his liking, you know. Just like with a female, a man ain't doing what he got to do, she going to find somebody that's going to do what they got to do to make sure she's right.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, I can't speak for everybody. I can only speak on my behalf.
Right. No, and that's all I'm asking, just for you to give, you know, your opinion. We just want to listen. I want to be able to hear different opinions and just different views on this topic, because actually it becomes a touchy topic, both for men and women. So we're just trying to get everybody's opinion. Let me bring in another caller, 646. You're on with Emma, Real Talk, Real Life, and with AG, the God in the building. 646. Hello.
Hey, Emma, how are you?
Hi. Who's this?
It's Precious. I just called to say, what's up?
Hi,
mamas.
Oh, man.
Hi. I'm very proud of you, by the way. You're doing your thing.
Thank you. You know, we're streaming live, right?
Thought on the whole thing is communication is something that's very vital. And nowadays, a lot of people are not willing or looking to communicate. And if they do, they're not doing so effectively. I believe, like, problems like going out in the street or if your mate's not making you happy, those are things you can sit down and talk about but communicate effectively. Nobody wants somebody who's going to keep yelling in their ear or, you know, to do, you know, you understand what I'm saying? Like, or be all up in their face. Like, nobody wants that. But if you can sit down and have a very memorable conversation, sometimes that works. And then sometimes actions speak louder. But sometimes you got to put your thoughts into action. We see, you know, you shouldn't have to take all of that.
Right, absolutely. Hold on, Precious. 727. Let me bring in 727. You're on with Emma, E2K, Real Talk, Real Life, and AG the God from PI.
This is Hassan. Emma, E2K, son. I just called to listen.
Okay, no problem. Who's this? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Your name?
I'm a son.
Oh, this is my son. Oh, my God. This is my son.
Hey, Mom.
I love you.
I love you too.
Just stay on and listen. So AG, say hi. He's listening. He's right here.
What?
Tell AG you say hi. He's right here listening to you.
What's up, AG?
Peace, my brother. How you feeling?
He's in Florida. It's my baby calling. Oh my God, he's supporting his mommy. Thank you. Stay listening, okay?
Okay.
All right. Precious, you still there?
Well, I have one thing to say.
Okay.
The most important thing for men, I think one of the most important qualities a man should always have is his word.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's the most important quality, I think. As long as he has his word, I think, you know, he's a pretty good man.
Oh, my God, my son just dropped a jewel here. I did a great job. Thank you.
You sure enough did.
Now, really quickly, let me direct this to AG. I know you're a good man already. I'm not even going to ask the question. I already know I got a good man here. Oh, you don't know? Okay, I beg to differ. He may have something else to say. Let me just ask. do you really think that that's, you know, that's true, that good men are hard to find, that hype about the good men hard to find situation? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I do think good men are hard to find. I'm in the fraternity of males, so a lot of guys are going to call in here and tell you they do this right, they do that right, but it's not like that most of the time. I mean, I'm being honest. If you have me on here, I'm going to be honest.
Of course, and I always, it's real talk. This is real talk, real life, so that's definitely what we're discussing. Everybody has their right to opinion.
If I'm around 10 males, there may be one that would keep. And these could just be married men, this could be faithful, I mean, family men and all that. But in this day and age, in 2010, society being the way it is, with TV being the way it is, and the movies, they all promote instability. That's the era we're living in right now. So it takes a real, real strong man to be about his word. And most of the time, dudes will be about their word about 99%, a real dude. But there's still that one chance, that little slip up, where God will go through him. You know what I mean?
Right.
With the opportunity presented itself.
Like if, like, let's say everything is going right, the girl maybe slip up herself and do something or whatever. So
she don't even have to do that.
Or she don't even have to.
It's not about that. No.
Is it a male ego thing?
Yeah.
Male testosterone?
You know me. I think for the left side, it's males are outnumbered by women. And if every male was loyal to every woman, then there'd be a lot of lonely women.
Wow. So in other words, I think guys feel it's their duty. Is their duty to, like, spread themselves around?
I think it's an instinct. And some of them have discipline and overcome that, you know what I mean, because they fucking do love.
Mm-hmm.
When you find your soulmate, I don't think it's a reason to do anything. No cheating, no foreign, no adultery. A lot of people aren't with their soulmate. They're with someone that they happen to settle with. Most relationships, my mind that I see, one out of the two people in the relationship are actually going to rebound. It's hard to create a relationship that way. You know, a lot of times the feeling in the relationship isn't mutual.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, we got another caller, 518. You're on with Emma E2K, Real Talk, Real Life, and with AG, the God, the ITC.
Am I on?
Yes, you're on, baby. Who's this?
This is Ice Water.
Ice Water?
Yeah, I'm calling from upstate New York.
Okay.
In the boondocks, in the woods.
Thank you for calling. Are you listening to the topic?
Yes, I just clicked in. I heard something about relationships and something like that.
Okay. So what we're talking, the question is, why are good men hard to find?
Why are good men hard to find?
Mm-hmm.
I would say because a lot of good men are hard to find because females, you know, females, they used to do the right things in the beginning, and a lot of.
Oh, here we go.
No, it's the truth. Females, you know, back in the days, that's why they say, like, independent women now, you know, because guys dog girls out for so long, they kind of wanted revenge, and they wanted to show guys
that we didn't need them. Hello? Icewater? I think did we drop him?
Yeah.
All right, we got another caller, 212. 212, you're on with Emma E2K and AG the God. 212?
Hey, what's up? It's Cinnamon.
Cinnamon? This is my Cinnamon?
Yes, it is, baby.
Miss Cinnamon Jones. Cinnamon, I'm hearing you low for some reason. I'm hearing you lower. Are we hearing low? Get closer either to your phone or
you hear me now?
Turn it up. Well, you know where you're streaming live as well.
Okay. You hear me though?
I'm hearing you a little low.
Hold on. Let me switch phones.
All right. 313, I'll be with you in a minute. Just let me get Miss Jones.
You hear me better now?
Yes, much better. Yes.
Okay.
That's everybody, we have Cinnamon Jones, number one publicist in the world. Recognize that. YouTube her. You know what? Just Google her. All her info is up in
I'm
here.
I'm Googleable.
Google her.
So congratulations, Emma, on your show, baby girl.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm still kind of going through the motions.
Nah, man. You're a pro on this. It ain't no motions to go through. You're a star, baby. Ain't no motions.
Oh, thank you, baby. Thank you. Listen, I got AG next to me, BITC.
Hey, AG, what's up, baby?
How you feeling?
Good. Working on a weekend, but you know I gotta hustle, baby. It ain't ending yet.
What's up? Enjoy your weekend and your holiday.
Same to you, love.
Soul Pitch Media is in the building, Miss Cinnamon Jones. Okay, so let me ask you, Cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
Why are good men hard to find? Or do you think that that's a myth? Is that true? In your opinion, why do you think good men are hard to find?
You know what's so crazy? I always said this. It takes three men to make one good man. Believe it or not, you need them for spiritual, mental, and that physical, because at the end of the day, it's hard to find one good man. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I mean, to be real honest with you, I'm still searching and looking. So it's just like, if anybody's out there, you'll holler. Please tell me what's so hard to find. I mean, you know what's going on? You know what's going on right now? I'm going to tell you what's going on right now. It's a lot of these young girls, they're giving themselves up to these men. They're giving them what they want. It's all about the, you know, the sexual content and giving, you know, they just giving to themselves. So then you got females like us who are hard workers, you know, want to give our man everything. And they're used to that. You know, they want that chick on the side. They want that jump off. They look at Tiger Woods. They fiend for that. You got a good wife and kids, and you want to run around with jump off.
No. And 18 of them, but anyway, let me bring in another caller. 313-313. You're on the line with Emma E2K, AG the God, Q, Buzzy, Precious, Ice Water, Miss Jones. We all up in here. Who's this and where you calling from? 313.
Hello.
Okay. Hello. Hi, honey. Who's this? Hello? Okay, so you can just, I guess, listen in.
That was Tiger.
Okay. Sorry, Tiger, that personal. No, we're just talking. We're just, you know, real talk. This is real talk, real life.
Well, everybody's quiet, though.
Pretty soon we're going to get into AD's interview. I just want to ask, just finish up with everybody to touch on this topic, and then we're going straight into AD's interview. He's hanging out here with me. You know, touching on the topic as well along with us. So let me go back to Q. Are you still on the line? Bugsy, are you on? Precious.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, Bugsy, 313, I don't know, you keep fading off on me, so give me a minute, I'm gonna bring you in. Bugsy, your last minute thoughts on good women. I'm a good man, hard to find, sorry.
Actually, I just want to make like a small comment on to what the lady just said, as far as you know, dudes have like that good woman at home and still look for that side chick. Like, I mean, I speak from past experience and future experience from like the dudes that I be around. To be honest, it's like that sometimes, because some dudes, and it may sound fucked up, but it's not even that. It's just there's certain things that they would want to do, but they don't want their wife doing that. You know what I mean? So they look at it like, well, if my wife do that.
But why is that, though?
What better person to do it than your wife, the one that's there with you when you come home? And you
what if your
that?
Wife is a freak and doing everything that the jump off is doing? Huh?
Ooh.
I mean, because sometimes there's things that a jump off is doing.
Because y'all thirsty. Y'all want more.
It's not even that.
What is it?
Sometimes you'll look at things that a jump off do, and you'll look at it like, oh, no, I can't bring it to my mom.
But I'm telling you, if for instance, if I was with you, right, and I do everything that jump off does and even better and even more, okay, understand, I'm an older woman. You see what I'm saying? So you're getting more experience. You're getting the freaks out of me than you're getting the lady in me. So why you got to go elsewhere then if I'm giving you everything?
You know what that is, too? I mean, like,
It's lust. Look, right, I had my ex-husband, right? I did everything, you know what I'm saying? Sloppy mouth, all that, you know what I'm saying? Everything. I even told him I had a sister with a stick with that dude. Everything. Everywhere, son.
What happened at the end?
And what he
you know where that stems from? That comes from the fact, like, you know, those are the insecure dudes and the dudes that really ain't got their manhood up, that think like, well, she's doing that for me. Who else is she doing that for? Because you got dudes that are not strong-minded, or strong-headed to say, well, she's just doing it for me because I'm her man.
We're pleasing you. That's the bullshit. There you go. We're pleasing you, and you still got an excuse for that. Now,
I'm not speaking for me. I'm just speaking for the men out there.
Remember that the women rule here, so be easy.
Be easy, baby.
I'm saying, but... But y'all want an honest opinion, right? I mean, you don't want me to be on the air giving y'all the BS. So I'm gonna give you the real how dudes feel. That's just how some dudes feel. And I had dudes say that to me myself, like, "Well, Shorty's doing this, but I wonder who she's doing that for." I mean, like I said, I didn't have some experiences myself. We got to realize where Shorty's doing it because you're her man and she's doing everything for you. But dudes got that mind thing, like, "Well, she might be doing that to somebody else. Like, they're not man enough." Let me just say that they're not man enough with themselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, do we have ice water still on the line? 313, finally, are we getting you? 313. You're on 313. Hello? All righty then.
Water,
I don't know.
Your water.
Ice water. Bebo, you still there? Okay, well, I guess.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Okay.
I'll show you because I'm riding my bike and I want you guys to do it on the wind.
Oh, wait, okay, all right, no problem. Yeah, keep it on mute so we don't hear the wind. Everybody on the mute screen, hello everyone. 313, press 1 to talk. Press 1 to talk. If you press number 1, then you could be able to talk and we could be able to hear you. Otherwise, you'll just be listening. So anybody that calls in 347-826-7722, if you got to press 1 in order for us to hear you. Otherwise, you just want to listen in, that's all good as well. You know, we're hanging out today. I'm about to interview A.G. the God, D-I-T-C, his new album, Everything Buried. By the way, don't forget to go to redapple45.com and purchase a CD. Support the album. The plastic, this silicone is brand new. I got the plastic. I'm trying to put it on the camera for the streamers, but it's like bouncing off. Okay, I think I got it. Here we go. AG, Everything Buried. Yeah, I got a good one, right? That's a good one. Everything Buried. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He had his release party in Sutra, first and first, and I actually was there, and it was popping off. He had it. I mean, fully packed, so many celebrities, and just everybody was up in the building showing him love. He's been around, like, forever. You know, he's, like, 60 years old now. He's been around forever. And the reason why he's been around forever is because he's a good, genuine person. My opinion is that's how you last long in this game. You know, he gives you the real stuff, and this is why I'm so privileged that he's our first guest on Real Talk, Real Life, because he give it to you, you know, just the way it is. He don't sugarcoat it. And let's bring back 518. 518, are you on Ice Water?
Yeah, this is Ice Water.
Okay.
I'm
back on. Okay, good. We're about to get into AD's interview, so if you can hang out, maybe put your phone on mute so we don't get back up. Can you mute your phone? Okay, good. All right, so just stay hanging out with us. We're about to get into AG's interview, and after I do the interview, then I'm going to bring in the callers back, and y'all can be able to ask the guy yourself anything you need to know and want to know. So no further ado, even though he was already here hanging out, we're going to make believe we're going to do it again. Wait. No. Well, without no further ado, can I get some applause for this legend here? Because it's an honor and a privilege. A.G. the God, Andre the Giant, D-I-T-C, from the Quebec. Stand up. That's a lot of love. That's a lot of love for a person that... It's a lot of love for a person that gives a lot of love right back, and I think you're well deserving of that.
my opinion, I feel you've been overlooked in this industry, but that's no here nor there. Because anywhere you go, everybody, I've seen, been there personally, where everybody knows, you know, your stature, and they have to give you that respect because you demand that, you know? So
sure.
I'm so happy to see you, and I'm going to act like we're not really friends and we don't really hang out.
All right.
I'm going to go straight into this album. You dropped a few things.
Mm-hmm.
Your after party was, you did the signing in Sapi, right? How was that?
That was great.
Talk to me about that.
That was great. You know, a lot of the hip-hop heads know that Fat Beach is the home state for real hip-hop. So to have the album released there with Ray West, produced the album, it's real exciting. Ray West's parents came, and I think that was the highlight of the day for us. And then we had the album released at Sutras. Tony Touch, Funk Master Flex was on the spins, the one and twos. Big up to MC Life, among all the other celebrities.
Stop.
You had a ball. You was there.
It was star-studded. It was definitely star-studded.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
Everything is definitely doing well. You know what I'm saying? It's on the Billboard chart. It's on the iTunes chart. So.
Yeah. Where are you on the Billboard right now?
I don't know. I didn't look like 105 out of the top.
Nice.
But All That's Buried, you know, it's a good album. It's vintage. The artwork is a little bit different from what you normally see. And the album is a little bit back to the roots of organic hip-hop. The beats are in all synthesized stuff. It's real loops and samples in here. And it's real point of views on it. And as you can see, the album is a little bit different from what I've done before.
Yeah.
Because I incorporated the women a lot in how fast I was with the hardcore lyrics and all that, which I still am showing age. This is something more mellow for the women.
Now, question. What is the creative idea of the cover? Explain to me the cover.
Well, the cover...
Because it's not you there.
No, it's not
right?
Me.
Okay.
It's like an 80s picture. There's a black dude and a white girl on the cover.
You don't know who these people are?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, all right.
And the girl is breaking into the car and the black dude's looking out, but everything's still bad.
Mm. Mm. Okay.
It's a little abstract, but it's dope.
Now the back.
That's the nephews and nieces of the guy on the front.
On the front.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a little vintage, and we did a different cover to show you that this is going to be different from what you're used to hearing.
Nice. And you would prefer, I mean, I know it's being sold everywhere, but you would prefer that they go to redapples45.com and purchase it?
Go to fatbeats.com and purchase it. The website is redapples45.com. You can go there as well. But the main place to go get it is at fatbeats.com or iTunes. Wherever you see it online, they sell them at there.
So it's AG, Everything's Buried.
Produced by Ray West, yeah.
Produced by Ray West. Now, what's up with this Everything Buried language that you created?
Yeah.
Because I have to say, in case everybody's trying to take credit for it, that you've created...
Me and 950 Plus.
And 950 Plus. Shout out to 950 Plus all day. What's this language with the buried stuff? And where did it start?
It started between us one day joking around, and it caught on. And Barry is a name that we learned that everybody likes to say. It sounds nice. Women like to say it.
Barry.
And basically, we just, you know, use the Barry. Like, we have a whole Barry family. You know, my Spanish dudes, those are my Goya Barry. You know what I'm saying? The black girls, that's my black Barry. You know, Barry could be added to anything you're doing. It could be whatever you make it. We interact the word and exchange it. Like, yeah, E2 Barry. Emma Berry, you know, like you could just add it on and catch on to it or whatever.
Real berries.
Oh, real berries. But everything is berries, basically, no matter what's going on, it's all good. And in the hood, we know turn our negatives into positives, no matter what's going on, therefore, water slow motion instead of no motion. So once you hear everything is berries, you drop.
Now, aside from the album that you just dropped on Tuesday, what else are you currently doing or involved with that people should follow you, support you, or watch out for?
Well, right now, we also have a mixtape we dropped about the same time, 25th Hour, which is 950 Plus and AG, and you can look at that at www.open25hours.com. And coming up in the future, I'm working on an album with Showbiz. We have an album now. I have an album with the Dada. I have a documentary called Follow Me Now that will be released probably in the fall. So we have a lot of things going on.
I think I'm coming out in it, right?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Everything's very.
Yeah. And, you know, I think this album and what I'm doing represents, you know, representing your own lane. I mean, a lot of dudes have been here, left. I've been here 20 years. This is my 10th album. But it's about being in my own lane. It wasn't all on the mainstream level. But if you check my career in the early ages, we did that too. But then when we learned the game, we wanted to be more independent, own our music, own our catalog. So when I'm gone, I have something to pass on to. So we're just going to add on to that and keep making good music. That's the key right there. Any outlet where I can't make good music, and you won't see me platform going anywhere I can just to make the music I want for my heart, for the fans. You know, we're still popping big in Europe and Asia and places like that. So that's basically what I'm looking for. People who have been checking for us. But this everything varies for everybody. Grandmother, your aunt, niece, your nephew, something like that.
Now, which track would you say is your favorite? You know, there's always like that one track. Not to say that, you know, everything was very in here. You don't have one specific, like
one. This is one album that I really say I don't have a favorite track.
Wow.
Like when I listen to it, each song puts me in a different mood. There's a lot of stuff on there that you wouldn't hear me do previously. So when I hear myself, that's like, that makes me excited. Then you may hear something on there with some strong lyrics. That it depends on the day. You know, the mood I'm in probably will reflect, you know, the song I'm playing.
So, you know, I have to, of course, mention, you know, I have to mention the Party Hard, Hustle Hard featuring Party Hardy.
You know, that's our boy right there, 80.
P-80.
Life,
rest in peace, definitely.
Yeah. Red Apples 45, we also have an album to play right there with Party Hard.
Oh, okay.
We have a lot of material with Party. We're going to go ahead and put out. Just keep it out. 2 weeks. That's life,
and you have something with 950 Plus on here.
That's called,
which is the
Mammy on My Set.
Okay.
And that's my dudes right there. This is the first album you're going to hear them on, but they got many more that worked on their album. Port Apache, the Bronx, which is fire. The production on that is pretty authentic hip hop. So we're just trying to create good music. You can catch everybody on the social networking sites, Facebook or YouTube or MySpace or Twitter. We on there hard. We campaign hard.
So it's AG of BITC on the Twitter.
Yeah.
Everybody Twitter. 950 Plus on the Twitter.
Yeah.
So make sure you follow them. Any other Twitters that you want to throw out?
Red Apples 45.
Red Apples 45. Make sure everybody on the Twitter, my Twitter fam, you know, we all got to continue to follow each other. Plus, don't forget to follow me, Emma E2K. And we're going to go into a song, one of the songs from the album. You know, check it out. We're going to come back with AG the God, BITC. You already know the legend is here hanging out with us.
Okay. Do it now. Yo, what's the deal, man? This is AG, Everything Fairy, and this joint is off the Everything Fairy album, and it's called Infected, produced by Ray West. You can check the audio visual of that out on YouTube or on Facebook or whatever. Welcome to Berryville. Everything's Berry. Thank
you.
I'm infected, living in the Bronx. Poverty and crime on my mind. Attitude of Cain was injected, so I'm numb to the pain. I'm infected. My man said it's human nature. Demons make haters, angels try to save you. Constantly I think about 80. Mr. Mud, what the fuck? A nigga going crazy. And ever since a baby, invincible. Instilled by the niggas that raised me. Joseph grabbed me. Patty Barnes, Tony Ravenel, a giant like Barry Bonds. Grew up around many cons. Rap terrorists, I drop many bombs. I'm a loner and I like it. They gon' praise me when I'm gone, and I know it like a psychic. Face to face with fallen angels. They tryna find an angle, the devil say I'm angry. I do it for niggas that never seen the world. And my man doing life that never seen his baby girl. living in the Bronx. Poverty and crime on my mind. The attitude of Cain wasn't just what I'm numb to the pain. I'm infected. Living in the Bronx. Poverty and crime on my mind. The attitude of Cain wasn't just numb to the pain. I'm infected. Accepted. 20 years in, so my pen is worth more than your necklace. I'm the reason she booked at the highest. You the reason that her profile is private. You the reason she hired a bodyguard. I'm the reason she toning her body part. Live with no regrets. The grind gave me insomnia. You never say I overslept. Walk this way, then you overstep. A kid on the stoop with dreams of golden eggs. Sugar water made him diabetic. I write like L. Ron, call us one Dianetic. Can't you see they trying to get us? Demons be leaving impressions of hexes on our youth. Until I perish, I'ma stand on my truth. So I'm infected, living in the Bronx. Poverty and crime on my mind. The attitude of Cain was injected. I'm numb to the pain, I'm infected. Living in the Bronx, poverty and crime on my mind. The attitude of Cain was injected. The pain, I'm numb, I'm infected.
It's your boy Prince.
950 plus, and when we in the DMV area, we riding with our girl Lush.
On Lush Radio Online. Shit. Yo, this is AG, one half of Showbiz and AG, digging in the crates, and you're listening to Lush Radio Online. Everything's buried.
Yeah, we're back on. Hey, you streamers. What's up? We're back on with your MIE2K, AG God, VIPC. And we're in the middle of the interview, and we just came off one of his songs called Effective from Infected from Everything Buried. And this is the album. And you can go pick it up at fatbeats.com or redapples45.com. I see all the callers, and I'm about to bring y'all in so you can ask some questions to AG the God. We're going to start with 727. All right, let's go to 212. Everybody just want to listen? 212. Remember, your phone's on mute, so y'all forget that it's on mute. Y'all got to unmute it to be able to talk. 518.
You
forgot it was
on me,
huh?
Yeah, can you hear me? Yeah, I just wanted to say congratulations to AG the God.
Who's this, Ice Water?
For the 10th album. This is Ice Water.
Okay. Go ahead.
And I was listening to you earlier when you were saying that he's definitely one of the most underrated hip-hop artists out there today. That's what's up, Water. And that's only because of the hip-hop change. But his music always remained the same. He's one of the pioneers of hip-hop. He's been doing it for 20 years, and his fan base is still out there.
I agree. Yes, sir. He's still eating.
I've seen him get love from countries where from everywhere, you know. And it's crazy because I don't know artists that came out when he came out that still have that lyric capacity that he has today.
That's true. That's very true. And that following and the way he can just take that pen to paper and just create all this stuff. I mean, look, It came from that idea of they just started with the Berry thing, Berry thing, and he did a whole album with just everything Berry movement, like that, like nothing. I mean, and, you know, that's, you can do that when you're just creatively talented like that. Let me bring in other callers. I got the 347. 347, you're on the line with AG the God, M-I-E-2-K. I have a question.
Emma, what up?
What up? Who's this?
TDI, TDI.
TDI. What's up, TDI?
Got to call, show some love. Congratulations, man.
Thank you, hon. We in the same station.
That's right.
Everybody,
same
check
move,
out TDI
works.
On Mondays. Check out TDI on Mondays. What time is your show?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock as well, all right? Mondays, don't forget, Lush Radio Online. Check out TDI, support him as well. He's also on Lush Radio Online. You know, I got Lush Live with me. We in the BX, right?
Yeah, I know, man. I was sleeping when she shouted me out, man. I was sleeping, but till I said whatever.
We're going to catch up to you after the show, but I got AG the God, D-I-T-C. You got something to say to AG?
Oh, yeah, man. Yo, much respect to the dude, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, man, much love and support, man. You know what I'm saying? A couple of years ago, I did a track with my man, God bless the dead party, Artie. And
what's up,
he was talking about the whole situation and all that.
Yeah, that's family. That'll always be family.
Yeah, man, it's all love, man. I support the movement, though, man. Shout out to AG the God, man. Well,
love, baby. Be safe.
Yes,
I can hang you out. Yeah, TDI.
It's called a safe. Call to say congratulations, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Luck on your show. Whatever you need, I'm here for you, baby.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Likewise.
All right, girl.
All right, peace. 313, you're on the line with AG the God and Emma E2K. 619, you're on the line. The lines are blowing up. 619, you're on with Emma E2K and AG the God. You have anything to say to AG the God?
Hey, Emma, this is Ebony. I was just calling Peace Queen. I was just calling
Ebony,
to show you my love.
Peace.
Yeah, I was calling
Ebony.
To show you my love.
Thank
I've been listening
honey.
Into this show. How you doing, Mr. A.G. the God? I did
How
hear.
You doing? How
I'm
you?
Good. I'm good. I was listening to some. You're welcome. I thank you for actually coming on and doing my sister's show as well. So we appreciate that. What I wanted to touch on is that, you know, letting our listeners know how important it is to, when you're starting something, you know, being original, like how important that is to be original with whatever it is that you're doing and, you know, and continue to keep doing it.
Well, from my point of view, it's very, very important because I've been doing this for a long time, and what has gotten me through it is my own voice that's inside my head telling me to keep doing it, telling me to do it different, do things that's what's in my heart. When you follow someone else's pattern or you follow someone else's formula, once that person is taken away from the equation, then you have no more creativity and you don't know what direction to go in. But when you follow your heart, you will be forced to be creative and in your own way. And when it gets difficult, all you got to do is listen to yourself and you can get over the humps and you can keep pushing forward. But when you're not being creative and you're following someone else, when that element is gone, then you become stagnated.
That is really true. That is really true. I'm glad these shows are getting archived.
That's right. Real talk, right? Real talk. 212, is that Cinnamon, Ms. Jones, are you still on the line?
Yes, baby, I'm still here. I'm listening.
Great, great. You have anything to say to AG?
Almost definitely. Congratulations, baby. I mean, you're a star. You've been a star, so it's just inevitable that you keep doing it and keep doing it. That's it. That's all I could really say. Show the majors what you could do independently. You know what I'm saying? So much love and congratulations, and you know you got my support. And y'all need to hit the Soul Pitch Streetwire. I mean, what's up with your PR? She needs to hit me with some info so I can, like, you know, give you some love, baby. I have to blow her up right here.
We got Soul Pitch Media is always working, so you definitely got you, girl.
Yeah, I'm so proud of him, though, doing
yes.
it for real. It's been a long minute.
I call you Cinnabon, and he calls you Cinnaberry.
I love that. Yeah, I was listening to it. I was like, wait a minute, I need that Cinnaberry up in there.
Run it.
I'm going to run it. A.G. Cinnaberry, certified by A.G. Cinnaberry. I love it.
Cinnaberry with an I.
Definitely.
Cinnaberry with an I.
Cinnaberry, that's what's up. I love it. I'm about to put that on Twitter right now.
I have to.
It's a must. Don't forget to let everybody know, though, that they can pick up his album at statbeats.com or redapple45.com.
Yeah, no free downloads. Make sure you purchase it.
Definitely. Yeah, because he's already rocking on the Billboard. I believe 102, 105, 105, so on the Billboard. So, you know, it's popping. The independent movement is definitely popping. Everybody in the Ustream, what up? Hey, good God is here. M-E-2-K, real talk, real life. 727, you still on the line? I think that's my son. Florida. Slow right up. Bebo, he has it on mute. They forget it, leave the phone on mute and they can't talk. No? It's still on? All right. Well, let's keep on, I guess, then. I think 857, you're on with Emma, E2K, and AD the God. Bugsy. All right, we're going to keep it moving. I'm going to keep on, I guess, with the interview, because now that I have them, I have to get all up in there. Questions that, of course, you know you're on a woman's show.
Yes.
And you know I got to get into certain topics, right? First question is, no, that the cougar topic is for another show. Not for the other end of the bat. I think that was F, but
yeah.
I'm not going to blow him up. Oh, I just did. Question. What do you think, first off the top, when you first meet a woman? I didn't even finish the question. Why are you laughing?
Not bad.
Okay, what do you think when you first meet, off the top, when you first meet a woman, and she's dressed a little over sexy? Because I'm sexy, show some cleavage, whatever, blah, blah. Pants are tight, fitting or whatever. But when they go, sometimes they go like a little over the top. What do you think about that naturally when you just kind of meet a woman like that?
This may sound like some bullshit, but I'm not really attracted to that. You know what I mean? Like, I need something to leave my imagination with. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're showing it all and too much, then my mind's already thinking sneaky, slut, whatever. And I want a challenge. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
If there's no challenge there, and I'm not being egotistic, but I've been around the world a couple of times. I've been doing music since I was 19 years old. Been there, done that.
Right.
And so if the challenge is not
the
there.
The goofy love.
Yeah, it's like, you know what comes with that. The headaches and all the other things that come with that or whatever. But, don't get me wrong. This is not a set in stone. If I see something, whatever my eyes or my heart, I'm going to pursue it, regardless what it may be. But most of the time, if she's exposing herself a little bit too much, my attention's probably going enough better.
All right, people, don't forget, we're just streaming live. www.blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. It's E2K on the spot, which is real talk, real life with Emma E2K. We got AG, the God. We're talking about his new album, Everything's Buried. You don't forget to go to fatbeats.com. You can purchase it there. You can also purchase it at redapple45.com, which is whose website is that? Who's
Ray West.
UN Ray West created this website specifically
for
his album?
Redapple45 is the label we created together, and that's how this album came out on that. We have like four more albums we've done together. We have an album we've done produced with OC. We have an album with Paul Jolly. So Redapple45 is the label. That's the foundation that we stream for in this offer. And the website every day will be adding footage and information on it. So if you want to keep in tune with what we're doing, stay up with the website. Fat Beats is the home base for the project. You also have EGHH, Underground Hip Hop, also selling the project. And iTunes is selling more of this than anybody. So So you can go to any of these online sites, and you can also go to any independent record store, and they will have it there as well.
Right. Support the independent movement. I mean, really, you know, everybody complains and talks about that the majors ain't really doing nothing or whatever, but then, you know, you don't want to then support the person that's going independent and is really grinding and has got quality music, you know? So we all have to learn how to support each other. Don't forget to Twitter, my Twitter fam. Don't forget to follow Lush Radio Online. Don't forget to follow AG at DITC. Don't forget to follow 950 Plus. Emma E2K. Don't forget to follow E2K underscore magazine. Don't forget to follow at It's a She Thing, with ending the thing, THANG. Don't forget to follow. No, she's helping me out here. She's writing some stuff. I'm trying to, like, remember all this. Well, shout out to my BX family. I was hanging out yesterday out in the BX. So shout out to everybody out there that I haven't seen in a while and all that, and always show us love, show me love and all that. Shout out to my Jersey family. Shout out to my Philly family. My Florida family, everybody tuning in. I'm just so excited. Now, if people want to ask questions for AG, please don't forget to call in. If you want to do any collabos or contact him for even other interviews, you know, because I'm not a hater, you know, holler at me and I'll send you the information and all that. Don't forget to email e2k_on_the_spot@gmail.com, e2k_on_the_spot@gmail.com. And like I said, or you can follow him on Twitter. You can hit him up and definitely respond, which is AG of DITC. Or go on his website. They're giving you he gives you updates on everything he's doing. There's photos up there, there's music. You can even purchase the CD. Everything's buried.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget, everything's buried. You know, he's changing the game. He's been changing the game. He's been on his own lane already.
Yep.
It's time for us to now to catch up. How about that? So we're going to follow his buried trail and support him, because the album, you know, is all that. You got... we got callers coming in from everywhere. So 908, you're listening with Emma, E2K, and AG the Doc. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Is this Doc 73? It's Jersey all day. Irvington, Future Guru 100. I represent Lush Radio Online. Emma, congratulations. Welcome on board to the show. Shout out to AG. What up?
Please,
Future Guru 100.
Peace. I just shouted out my Jersey family, and you just came in right on time, right on cue.
I love your show already, because I got AG, he on Twitter with me. Like, that's my dude. That's like top. That's my eye right there. Okay,
listen,
you just started following each other on Twitter. I know y'all live in the NY. Shout out to the whole NY. Because, you know, I'm a Jersey cat that rep the NY, too, because I used to be a youngin' just running back and forth from NY and just to Jersey, so y'all know how that go. Like, you know, I'm right there with NY. So shout out to the guests. I love what's going on. I know y'all live killing it right now.
Yeah,
I'm in the backyard trying to get it in Irvington. I'm in Irvington, y'all know that.
Yeah,
shout out to the whole Irvington.
That's why me and Lush are doing, you know, the walkthroughs everywhere. So we're gonna go check out TDI. Lush Radio family, we're going to check you out. We're going to be out there.
I know that you're going to be out there, so I'm going to be ready for y'all and on point and just, you know, welcome, like, everybody, like, trying to be down with the whole Twitter fam and the shout-outs, and the show is going to be popping. I'll make sure everybody represent Emma in the right way, because that's how we're doing it. It might have a little music in the background where I'm at, but I'm just trying to make sure the show off to a good start. Congratulations on the first show, love.
Thank you so much. You know, we're going to try to rock it out. Lush, you know, twisted my arm. It was like, you know, you got to have your own show.
Well,
and I don't know how to break it, so I said, you know, let me do it.
I'm with you all the way, because, you know, this is the way we do speed with the texting. So, like, I got reminded. Like, I be running around doing 100 things, or Lush is in in charge, and like that order came down. So follow the chain of command. Everybody contacting us. If y'all see what it is with Emma, the way I'ma go crazy, Rush already know. So that's why it's 1, 2, 3 all over again, man. We gonna do that math, man. I love this right here. I'ma represent the show. No cursing. I'm all good. I'm trying to tell people what it is if they get to call in. Be right. Keep it right, yo.
We got something for everyone every day on Lush Radio Online, starting from TBI on Mondays on down to all the way back, you know, where
Shout out to TDINYC on Twitter. I know his Twitter because I rep him hard on Twitter. You know, the show is popping. Anytime you go to Lush Radio Online, you're going to see TDI. So that's what I do for TDI. He came correct from the go. That's my G. I want to start out to the guests, though. Like, what's good with y'all? I'm coming in. What I missed so far? I got a couple of minutes.
Okay. Well, I was in the midst of the interview.
Yeah.
You know, do you have any other questions for AG? We're talking about his album, Everything's Best.
Listen, I'm just happy my G is following me on Twitter. I already said that. I'm keeping it 100. I don't even got to say no more. He know who I am on Twitter. I ain't even got to play with that right there. People don't even know. I don't even be saying cat's names and dog. My dog go hard.
We spoke about his album release, which was this past Tuesday in Club Sutra.
Yeah, I'm tuning into when you play another one tonight.
He gave a special shout out to MC Light that came in amongst everybody else that came in. There was a lot of names there. We can be here all name dropping, but out of all the people, you know, he definitely wanted to shout her out, and I thought that was very gracious of her to come out.
That's what's up. I love to hear that because I'm getting more involved with your show, Emma, because this is what Lush say. This is what Lush. I'm getting in. I'm from Irvington to NY all over again. Shout out everybody that's helping you. Shout out to everybody helping you.
You're the future Berry Guru. Google
Berry. Shout out to everybody. I want to hear your show. I'm tuning in. So go ahead and rock your thing. Hold on one second.
Okay. All right. So getting back to the women topic questions, because you know.
Yeah.
Do you have a special someone in your life?
No.
Why not?
Music is my special someone.
You're married to. Music?
Yeah.
You're married to what you do.
There's a certain place as a musician and all musicians can relate that you want to be before you embark on a relationship with someone else. Because if a lot of artists aren't understood, you know what I'm saying? And if they don't complete that dream, and my dream is complete, but I still have a lot more to offer. But that dream is complete. They tend to take it out on the person that's with them. Mm. Being mad all the time or frustration, certain things of that nature. When things aren't going wrong, life, music, whatever, you tend to take out on the heart. But when you're in a place that you're very, very comfortable with, and you're really not trying to tap the music like you can use jungle or whatever, then there's room for extracurricular stuff, which could be that relationship. But I feel I have a lot more to give. I have a new challenge, which is bringing 950 plus. Forefronts, not only in my own career, I'm responsible for other people's career, and that was an oath taken before there were any women involved. That was an oath, my word is my bond. So before I can leave someone unsatisfied, if I went and had a pure relationship, I'm quite sure I can have that right now. Part of me inside would still feel there's more music and more things that I would want to accomplish before I finish, and I think that will weigh heavily on. So me personally, I'm cool right now.
But if you really see it, then your relationship is with music because you go through ups and downs like you're doing a relationship. You get disappointed, you get happy, you go your way, things don't.
When I make a dope song, it's saying it's having an orgasm.
Real talk.
Like, you know what I mean? Music does something different for me.
It pops your berries.
It does everything. Like, for instance, let me, so it doesn't seem like I'm just being selfish and not trying to
have that relationship or pass on the legacy with the, you know, with someone else or whatever. But when I was in third grade, I had a speech impediment. You know what I'm saying? I'm dyslexic. I read words backwards. Music has changed all that. I was a shy dude. Mm-hmm. Music has changed my life. Music has made me speak better. Music has made me read better. Music has taken me around the world 4 times. So I don't take that lightly. I don't take that for granted. I'm going to continue to do that. Anything else happens and it's meant to be, it will happen.
Right.
But my focus is on music.
So you owe music that full attention and that full respect
because
for all that is.
In the 20 years that I've been there, there's always been gaps with my music. I just want to go consistently for 3-4 years in a row. And I think I'll be consistent with that. But every album I've came out with, it's 2, 3, 4 years for the next album.
Mm.
So it never felt like a full straight run. It always gets ups and downs, highs and lows, peaks and valleys. I just want to end it on a consistent note and leave the legacy the way it's supposed to be.
Okay. Is there anyone in the game now that you would like to, collab with? Anybody you think
not
that?
Not
really. Okay.
And I'm not being like I said. I'm,
no,
I'm
I mean, you're in your own lane.
And
so.
I'm not being arrogant or nothing, but a lot of times, a lot of artists that I respect, you meet them in person and I lose the respect.
Mm.
So instead of the collabos, I just rather like the music from a distance. If I collaborate, I got to vibe with you first, and that's who I'm with. So if that's the case, we probably did a song already to people that I want to hear a song with. A lot of dudes in the industry feel itself a little bit too much, and I may be quiet and I may be humble, but at the same time, I demand the same respect to the most selling artists out there. You see how I cast it.
Definitely.
Instead of losing a relationship of someone that I like their music, I'd rather just stay over there, and I'm going to stay over here, and we're going to do this music, and I admire you.
No, you definitely carry it well, and I mean, I've done seen big names. I'm not even gonna drop them, but I've done been in the same room. I've been in the same room where I've been like, I'm not gonna say starstruck because I don't get starstruck, but at least I could say, wow, this is so and so in a certain level, and they like, hey, geez, and they're running to hug them. I'm like, okay.
And I appreciate all that love because I think. The way Showbiz and AG have laid it down, it's just showing the people that, you know, it's a way to be street, it's a way to make good music, and combine it all together to be real people. And I think we've done that, and we get that feedback back from that.
Okay, now I have to throw this at you because Fat Joe was being interviewed by Lush on Lush Radio Online,
mm-hmm.
and he had threw out a comment, threw out something that was directed towards you, which is, creating the DITC album. He says he's amped up and he's waiting and he can't wait and please talk to you and talk to everyone and that he's willing to go. What do you think about the DITC album? Is this going to happen? Can we expect, what's going on? Everybody's just in their own lane. Talk to me about that because I'm sure everybody wants to know about that album.
Well, I've been corresponding with Joe for a minute now about doing the album. Corresponding with the other Digging in the Crate members about making this project happen. So,
mention everyone in the DIG.
Showbiz, AG, Lord Finesse, Diamond D, Fuck Wild, Big L, OC, and Showbiz, of course, I said that, and Fat Joe. This is 8 members. And Big L, rest in peace for life. You know what I'm saying? That we made music a certain way, and we carried it that way, and we became a group. Everybody had their solo careers first, and then we came together to make an album, which is mostly different from other groups. We used to make the album together and pulling off of our careers. So that's the key here. Everybody's career is really the priority, because that's what starts out that way. So we can get everybody on the same page, time-wise, and Diamond's down south, Joe is in Miami. If we can just get everybody on the same page, I think it's fine.
And that schedule's a little crazy because you're talking about 7 members scheduled and live.
Yeah. So that's what makes it difficult. Like, I'm scheduled to tour overseas. Now, what if they want to do the album while that's happening? I can't hold that back.
Right.
And then what if I'm free, OC or Fanatic is touring? Like, it's really difficult because we all, our own careers sustain us. But I think it's something that people want, and that's always something I want to do. I always want to add on to the legacy. I think I create the legacy that when people look back on it years from now, they'll really be appreciative of the work and the work ethic that I put forth. And I think this album will just be a cherry cherry on top if that does happen.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of polls questioning, you know, the ITC album. I mean, I'm excited, you know, and I know that, you know, because it's seven, it's hard. When you're dealing with one life, you know, two, to merging together, seven, everybody is really, really busy. They, you know, they're very talented in their forum, so, and they're traveling.
And
but if somebody cuts the check, like a big check, to be able to stop all that and everybody, and bring them all in on the same roof, and everybody's really anxious to do that, cut the check. I'll let your girl real talk. I'm making my business to make sure that we get that done and we get everybody together. It's okay.
That's what's up. That's what's up. But you can look forward to it eventually to happen, I think, because the people dictate what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? If you keep putting out projects and they keep asking you, well, that's cool, but I keep wanting to hear this. After a while, you're going to be forced to do that anyway.
Right.
And we're really brothers, so it isn't all gravy all the time. We're
right.
Really brothers who really argue and really have differences. So
right.
It's like you with your brother or your sister, just that same type of. So everything is, it just has to be lined up perfectly. All the stars have to line up and nothing to happen.
Right.
I can't wait.
So people, just keep requesting it. Keep requesting, you know, keep behind AG, behind Fat Joe, Finesse. Just keep behind, anytime you see them, what's the DHC album?
Yeah, that'll definitely make it happen.
And that'll make it happen. So everybody, let's just bug them all at one time. Bother them. Just harass them. Follow them on YouTube. Follow them on Twitter. Follow them on the Facebook. Anywhere you see them, just follow them and be asking them, questioning them all the time. That'll be very, 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 very. So you have any shout-outs? Anybody want to shout out?
I'll just shout out my man, Ice Water Berry, who tuned in. I want to shout out 950 Plus, D-Cut, J-O. I Berry, B2K, Us Radio, you already know. That's what I want to shout out. And everything's Berry, Raymond West, you know you my dude for life, baby.
That's the stuff, that's the stuff. We're gonna go into the callers real quick. You know, just give your last shout out to AG.
Yo,
we
it's your show. I just
want to
tell you that.
Thank you. It's my first show, everybody.
Nah, this is hot.
I'm so excited. Oh, my God.
You
just give me
better
a kiss.
Not be my homie.
No, this is your home. This
I could be
your,
like a guest.
You can walk in whenever
co-host.
You feel like it. You can co-host.
Guest co-host, like every once in a while.
Hey, he's going to co-host with me. We don't know when. We're going to let you know.
Yeah.
You know, but again, he wants to co-host with me. Oh, without me even asking him. This is your home.
Yeah.
And even whoever I have sitting here, you just come in. Everything's Berry. I be like, the Berry God is here. Come on, make some room. This is real talk, real life. You know, we talked about today about the topic of good men, and it just so happened I interviewed a good one. You know, it's like, tudum, tudum, right? So we kept it from the beginning of the show to the end, so almost to the end of the show. We got a couple of minutes left on the show. I appreciate everybody calling in and all the well wishes. And, oh, my God, I'm just so overwhelmed right now. I don't even know which way to start.
Don't Chris Brown it. Don't
I'm not going to Chris Brown, though. I'm not doing a Chris Brown, though. But, yeah, I'm just going to talk about the BET Award really quickly. What was your man Chris Brown doing? I mean, the dancing was great. You know, real talk. I mean, we're talking real. The dancing was fabulous. I thought the tribute was great. That other stuff, you were supposed to just hold it together as a professional. You know, okay, let out a little bit of crying, but the whole song, you couldn't sing the whole song. So that's kind of, you know, just something that I wanted to say. I'm sure everybody else has their opinion on it. Chris Brown, I like Chris Brown. I like his music. You know, as a young person that he is, he's made a lot of mistakes and he's trying to get back. You know, I've seen he made several mistakes in his life. Kids, I mean, young, you know, he's young. No,
the
no. I mean, young.
The incident where she threw his teeth in the
Right. Well, no, I'm just saying, still, it didn't give him, okay, even if, let's say, she took the key, and let's say she slapped him in the face, it still doesn't give him, like, slap her back. He should have just, you know, exited her out the car, whatever, and that would have been a done deal. I know that we can say that, but of course, in the moment.
That was wrong.
In the moment.
I think the way that their careers went, he didn't deserve it.
He definitely didn't deserve that.
He was basically blackballed, and she was made to look like an innocent.
I hope he learned his lesson.
Angels don't have
she don't look like an angel. She looked like a freak or whatever to each its own. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, Rihanna is not perfect.
Rihanna is not perfect.
They trying to blackball this boy. They would not sell the album in the stores or anything. Because Brown is in town. People make mistakes.
Their first tribute to Michael Jackson, he was supposed to be the one.
Last year, that's why the brother came out and said this is
the
real tribute.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like I said, to each his own. You know, I'm not condoning what he.
Absolutely. That's what I want to get into. I mean, you know, being a person that has been battered and abused in my past.
Just don't hit me first.
That's just never okay for the woman to hit the man, nor the man to hit the woman.
Don't hit me first, and I'll never hit you.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, it's simple.
Keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself.
It's real simple like that.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Don't ruin my property. Don't throw my keys nowhere. Don't do any of that, and we would not have this problem.
Right. Because you don't have the right, like the next person doesn't have the right to put their hands on you. Let me go into a better note, which is the tribute to my man, Prince. Thank you, people, for recognizing his lifetime achievement. Yes.
Evelyn's
in love with Prince, just to let you guys
know. He knows that. I think by now he knows that because we know enough people of the same people, and if you don't know that by now, real talk, Prince, you know. You're the only one that my man says okay for me to say that of, so, Prince. I mean, my child, the prince. Hint. All right. So, because now I stopped the rumor. Now they're going to say I have a baby from Prince. Oh, that's okay. That's cool. Anyway.
You're going to say you have a baby by Prince from Nonsense.
Wow.
That's going to be the next one.
Wow.
You got to be clear.
Yes, I have to be clear. Prince, better known as the former artist, Prince Purple Rain. Prince, love you. 25 years strong. You know, I got all your albums, CD, DVDs, VHS.
No, he's the artist.
The
man.
Book.
He's not Prince.
Okay, well, the artist.
I know Prince
and the artist, that's my baby. He got a Lifetime Achievement Award. This Prince here, 950, don't have 25 years in yet. He got some years, but not 25.
Musical instruments at 12 years old?
Wow. Yes, he's a genius.
Yes.
Shout out to genius if you're listening. I'm just saying, you got to, you know, pay homage.
Wow.
The homage is due, and the real genius here is Prince, my baby. So, Alicia Keys, open the lines for, genius. Okay, I'm going to open up all the lines. So, everybody, I'm going to open up all the lines for discussion. We got, okay, the mics are on, all that background stuff.
Okay.
Somebody's listening on the YouTube. Getting echoed. Somebody has me in the background. People. I don't know. We have to mute some stuff. Mute that. Okay. Can we bring all the people on the line? You can scream. Anybody else is on?
Somebody's still got me listening.
And bringing feedback. Can we cut that out? All right, so we're discussing my make-believe husband, Prince. You know, I can only dream, right? Bugsy? Ice water.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
So we're discussing another genius. He looked good. I don't know if everybody's seen the BET Awards. He looked like a baby still. Shout out to the Cougars.
I'm on again.
Ice Water, what do you think about Prince? And Be Easy, that's my, like I said, I'm a baby leave husband, and I'm here to defend him, so be careful. Ice Water?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm still here.
What do you think about Prince?
Yo, what you think about Prince, man? What I think about Prince? Yeah.
The artist, Prince. Lifetime Achievement Award, BET.
Yo, this Glacier, yo, hey. Yo, this ain't water, this Glacier, man.
Oh.
I hear you.
We went from water to Glacier?
This is Glacier, man.
Peace, Glacier.
Wow. Yo, you on the air. What's good, baby? What's up, baby? I'm here showing love, man. I see you killing them again. You can hear me?
Everything, Barry.
Yeah, I'm trying to do it again, baby. We need to see you down here, though, in the X. Yeah. You already know, baby. I'm just showing love to the legend, A Jizzle, man. I see you killing them again, baby.
That's
what's up, baby. One love.
Shout out to everybody out there in Albany listening.
I'll be on the ASAP. You heard the next trip.
All right, that's what's up. F waiting for you.
All right, so anyway, so I was getting to the topic of talking about.
Hey, I'm going to answer my Prince question. I'm going to answer the Prince question.
Go ahead. I'm listening. I'm listening, baby. Go ahead. Oh, water.
Y'all think Prince is a twinkle pro now.
All right, kid. Whoever's up there, huh?
What you said?
Is he still there?
Yo!
Okay, well, all right.
I think Prince is a twinkle toe now. You think he's a what? Prince is a twinkle toe now. I don't know about him now.
Oh, no.
That's brilliant.
That's for the dude that got a girl here now.
Security, we need security up here.
What'd you say? You think he's a twinkle?
Hey! Security.
Security.
She was going with security. She said security.
What's up with that? Ice Water, man. Come on.
Buggy,
what do you think about Prince?
Hey, I didn't know he was a twin. I thought he was a pimp. I thought he was a man. I swear he had the business, man. I mean, as far as music go, I mean, you know, you gotta respect the man as far as music go. What he do? He was in a situation.
And all the women that he bring out.
I mean, like I said, he was in a. You gotta respect him. He was in a situation where you know things wasn't popping right the way he wanted. And then they try to keep his name. So what he do? He played them. He was like, all right, you want that name? You keep that name. I don't need that name to make money.
He was performing with Slave on his face. Anyway, that's my baby. You know, I'm attracted to to genius minds.
Thank you.
So that's the reason why I got AG the God up here. I'm attracted to anybody that could create stuff, for generations to come. And he has done that. He can live off his royalties. He's never got to perform a day in his life. And he can live well. So, you know, holla at me, babe, if you can't understand. Anyway, so we got AG the God. You got anything else to say to AG the God before we go into with track? We're going back to the same track or another one? We're going to play the same track for those that missed it the first time. You streamers, what up? Thank you for hanging out with us. I'm going to let A announce his own stuff. AG Everything Berry, here. Here you go.
Yo, this is AG. I'm chilling with Emma E2K, Lush Radio. Listen, Everything's Berry, produced by my man Ray West, Digging in the Crates, and this joint is called Infected. Go get the album.
Go on YouTube, check out. We got some free downloads on my Facebook, which is AGBITC, Andre M. Berry. And come check us out. Infected. Everything's Berry, baby.
That boy's
fucking
out of
living in the Bronx, poverty and crime on my mind. The attitude of Cain was injected, so I'm numb to the pain. I'm infected. My man said it's human nature. Demons make haters, angels try to save you. Constantly I think about 80. Mr. Mud, what the fuck? A nigga going crazy. And ever since a baby, invincible. Instilled by the niggas that raised me. Joseph grabbed me. Patty Barnes, Tony Ravenel, a giant like Barry Bonds. Grew up around many cons, rap terrorists, I drop many bombs. I'm a loner and I like it, they gon' praise me when I'm gone, and I know it like a psychic. Face to face with fallen angels, they tryna find an angle, the devil say I'm angry. I do it for niggas that never seen the world, my man doing life that never seen his baby girl. Living in the Bronx, poverty and crime on my mind. The attitude of Cain wasn't just. I'm numb to the pain, I'm infected. Living in the Bronx, poverty and crime on my mind. The attitude of Cain wasn't just I'm numb to the pain, I'm infected. Accepted. 20 years in, so my pen is worth more than your necklace. I'm the reason she booked at the Hyatt. You the reason that her profile is private. You the reason she hired a bodyguard. I'm the reason she toning her body parts. Live with no regrets. The grind gave me insomnia. You'll never say I overslept. Walk this way, then you overstep. A kid on the stoop with dreams of golden eggs. Sugar water made him diabetic. I write like L. Ron, call us one Dianetic. Can't you see they trying to get us? Demons be leaving impressions and hexes on our youth. Until I perish, I'ma stand on my truth. So I'm infected, living in the Bronx. Poverty and crime on my mind. The attitude of Cain was injected. I'm numb to the pain, I'm infected. I'm infected. Living in the Bronx, poverty and crime on my mind. The attitude of Cain was injected. The pain, I'm numb, I'm infected. I'm infected.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. This is your girl, Emma E2K. Don't forget to check me out every Saturday at 8 p.m. for Real Talk, Real Life. I'm waiting for you. Mwah.
Copy, fatbeats.com or redapples45.com. This is the album that's being all over the Twitter. I'm sure everybody has seen this. We still got all the callers on the line. We were discussing some things. I want to give a shout out to everybody that has called and supported the first show. Don't forget every Saturday, E2K on the spot. Real talk, real life with yours truly, Emma E2K. We discuss the topic about good men. Are there any good men? Do you think you're a good man? You know, everybody voiced their opinion. And like always, it was excellent. We went in. But right now, he didn't know I was going to do this, but right now, I need a freestyle. You know, I hit this.
Are you serious?
You know, dude, he took it on the spot, because that's how we do. We don't blind stuff. Things are
not. So,
we need a drop from the God, and it's about to go down. So, go ahead, dude.
Check it out. All right. I can't risk it. My hustle is like Russell and Rick Rubin. Part of the far from an illusion. Music is my life. Fell in love at a young age, so music is my wife. From the blogs to YouTube, the face buried. I ain't worried. There ain't many. My cape heavy. And only Henny chase Henny. Exhale exotic plants. Write lines for grams. Mom designed the champ. And the streets put a stamp. So I train like Mayweather camp. But A never ran. In the rain, I'll take a stand. Through the pain, my reign enhanced. Huh. These ain't rhymes, these are screenplays. No director, just a DJ, and we all do what he say. Catch me in the Ukraine, crooked hat, Facebook, took it back. I'm just going off the top of the head right now. But
well, that was cool. I was throwing off guard
with that, but now I got to say something really official right now. Check it out. Off to a place called Make Believe, where niggas kill their brothers and mothers hate their seeds. How the hell the mom's gonna hate the seed, the father gone before he born, before he could breathe? It's like he didn't even stand a chance. I should have died in the back of that ambulance. But no, God said, he's special. So in my mom's head, she know my destiny like she had her palms read. Where I'm from, they won't let you eat. Put you where you can't be disturbed. We have to let you sleep. Guess that's the meaning of rest in peace. In the box, extra neat, extra heat. The X is me. Welcome to my coronation. God is on his job. For every fan, I got 10 more that's hating. I ain't shit. That's what they said. Now they say A sick. So you know me. I tell them get off A dick. If you know a nigga this nice, then bet the guac. All it do is get the chains and wrist bright. You don't want it with me. I'm Montana when he sniff white. The way I rip mics, you would think you in a fist fight. I spit the shit the niggas like, even your chick might. Walk in the crib and your kid's like, Dad, that nigga's sick, right? Don't be mad because you weak. Like 7 days and 6 nights, get your shit right. Infection, this a lesson. Next time I get my Coco brothers, Smith and Wesson. You fake star to you. Get roasted live at the barbecue. Your flow is terrible and your hooks are horrible. I'm from a place where the president don't step foot. I'm talking Patterson, the Marhaven, the Red Hook. So what you going to do when the killers start firing? Leave with the coroner or be the reason for the sirens? Runaway slave, I'm the reason for the violence. Bad boy like Sean Penn, we move in silence. My pen great. You think my degree say Penn State? It's from the state pen facing 8 to 10, amazing then. I've been to hell and back. So when the rhyme's off track, pick it up like black. Sheepskin in 86 from pumping that crack. I got robbed in 87, now I'm clutching that ratchet. So get low, ain't nobody innocent. Should have been gone from the get-go. Now shorty's on my dick and the feeling is mutual. I'm on my dick, nigga, sicker than usual. Andre the Giant, this nigga's unmovable. Nah, that ain't hip-hop, these niggas confusing you. E2K, you already know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is on the board. Yo! Yo! Yo, can I get some applause for that? Yo, he... Oh, man. Oh, man.
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
Whoa. That was hot. That was fire. And I don't expect anything less from AG. AG, I'm proud of you. I'm proud to say that I know you. That you're my family, you're my brother. You know, aside from just us dealing, you know, on a personal note that we can call each other and build and all that, I respect you as an artist. There's not really, even in the industry, it's funny because even in the industry, there's people that I have to interview, you know, so whatever. But there's not a lot really that I respect. I respect those that stay focused, stay on their grind and just believe in themselves. And you have done that, like, through the course of all these years. So, actually, if I had my E2K Awards show, I would give you the Lifetime Achievement Award of E2K Awards.
That's good enough for this right there. Y'all already know.
Because you deserve it. It's well, you know, it's definitely well deserved. And, you know, just stay being you, babe. Just stay being you.
You got a shout out for from the chat room.
I got a shout out from the chat room. Who's on the chat room?
Somebody, Goodfella, MKG, they said, peace to the giant in the mental. Congratulations for the new project. It's really getting worldwide. Barry, I think his new album gets even the people who are not involved in hip hop or wasn't connected with his old work. Europe Wait AG this summer. Shout out to AG, Goodfella MKD.
That's love right there. MKD, Goodfella MKD, that's love. Yeah, the album is spreading. We was on the internet earlier, and my man told me that they're playing it a lot in Africa and Tanzania. So that's a dope look right there. You know, Infected is being played in Paris on the radio. They played it like 7 times in the last 6 hours. So I appreciate all of that. And this is an album that can touch someone that doesn't necessarily listen to hip-hop and walk away and be appreciative towards hip-hop and buy someone else's album. So my music has always been a platform to open the door for other people to come through, because when you're innovative like that, you'll touch people that aren't necessarily listening to the music but can hear through from afar. They can hear it, and they can hear the pureness in my heart, and they can hear that this is something that came from the heart. And the music is very musical. It's a lot of berries on there. It's a lot of music that women would enjoy. It's oriented, relationship-oriented. So it's dope. Pick it up. Everything's berry. Search for it. Listen to it. Somehow get your hands on it.
Fat Beats, definitely. You can go cop it at fatbeats.com, or you can go to redapple45.com or iTunes. I mean, everybody knows iTunes, and iTunes, they're popping it off really hard body. Everything's very all over the place.
Got another shout-out in the chat room. Shout-out to CD Maggie in the chat room. Also, shout-out to we have Miss Bebop. She said this is a great first show for Emma, that she wish you the best and God bless. And shout-out to the whole Lush Radio movement. Shout-out to AG. You're killing it, and we love you.
That's none but love, baby.
That's what's up.
The Lush Radio movement is serious. I got to get a part of that. Get a part of that.
We're here, baby. We're here.
We need the Berry Edition. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the Berry Edition of Lush Radio.
That right there.
Yeah, we're going to have to follow up on that.
Well, let me give you all the contacts again. It's every Saturday. Well, Lush Radio's on every day. We got something for you, different flavors every day. But every Saturday, you'll be logging in with your girl, E2K on the spot, Real Talk, Real Life. You can log in to listen or go on the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. You can also follow us on the Twitter. Follow us on the Twitter, Lush Radio Online, Emma E2K, E2K underscore magazine. You can follow us, follow AG, AG of DITC. Make sure you follow 950 plus. Make sure you follow It's a She Thing. Make sure you follow Cinnamon Jones. That's one of our callers calling in, Soul Pitch Media. Make sure you follow
Red Apples 45.
Google 100 and Red Apples 45. Make sure you follow Ebonisha, K-Star Beauty, Colombian Princess, Genius Music,
The Real Bugsy,
and I'm doing 20 a tweet. So hit me up so y'all can know what a 20 a tweet is. That's gonna be coming up really strong. We all on the Twitter hard body. So all those that want that, you know, that Twitter love is 20 a tweet. I think you can get, you know, what I'm saying with that. So give me a call, holla at me, e2k_on_the_spot@gmail.com. Again, I want to say thank you everybody for calling in. Bebop, I love you. Thank you. Everybody on the Ustream, you know, I mean, I'm overwhelmed. I was so nervous before the show, you know, confession time. I was really nervous before the show. You know, everybody was telling me, you know, just be easy, relax, everything's going to be okay. You know, shout out to my boo. You know, he was like, don't worry, everything's going to be okay. And, you know.
Shout out to my dude. You already know, man.
And he was like, everything's going to be okay. No, she was like, stop it. Les came all the way down here from the DMV area just to be here live in person. So I'm, like, crazy honored. I got the CEO of Lush Radio Online. So, you know, I feel I feel big right now. I'm like big at it right now because he's here a lot. I also want to thank AG the God. Oh, my God. You know, I asked him like one time, and he was like, I'm so there, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
He's always showed me extreme love, and, you know, any chance I can get to return that love back and that he knows. On a public forum, I will let it be known. This is my brother from another mother. You know, he carries it well, and I rock with those that carry it well, you know, and then out there on the ground, please support him and his movement. Everything's buried, my baby.
I just want to say that I am so proud of my sister,
the
love of my life. I love her so much. And I'm so proud of her today because she came through like a champ, even though, you know, I was cooked to kill her today. But I love her to death, though. But she did an excellent job. We thank all the callers that called in. We thank for your support. And we definitely want to thank the wonderful AG for coming through and blessing us.
Thanks for having us.
You know, it was an honor and a pleasure. And, you know, make sure you stay tuned. Support my sister each and every Saturday at 8 o'clock, man. Monday through Saturday, we got shows. TDI Variety Show at 8 o'clock. Tuesdays. Exclusive interviews also at 6 o'clock. Wednesdays, let's talk about business. Get your business up at 6 o'clock. Thursday, Street Queens the Movement. I'm the president of Street Queens the Movement on Thursday. They got the view. We got the panel.
That's right.
Okay, at 8 o'clock, we talk about real issues, talk about community things. Also on top of that, we have Friday, Hot or Not, we wild out. We got the ghetto movie reviews, and we got Get the Fuck Out of Here Friday. And follow Fridays. And then Saturdays, you have the beautiful and sexy Emma E2K on the spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Real talk, real issues, and real interviews. Signing off.
With real people. Thank you, everybody. A big hug and kiss. And see you next week. Don't forget again to log on blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. I have to make the boo-boo at the end. Shout out to It's a She Thing, Street Queens the Movement, E2K Magazine, The Ab Entertainment, Breathing Life Marketing, Soul Pitch Media, you know, everybody that showed me extreme love, The X, Jersey, Philly, Florida, the DMV area.
Also, the artist of the month, once again, the artist of the month is Big Palmer. Make sure you check him out on Twitter, The Real P. Palmer. Also, shout out to the Less Girls International, to all our models representing Less Radio. It's about to be crazy. We're about to have the calendars and all that. Watch for that. You might even see Emma with one shirt on. Holla.
Maybe. If the price is right. But anyway, if you log into Black Talk Radio, you can also catch the show. So you could catch any of these shows. You can, you know, go in and listen and download it. And don't forget to keep bothering AG for the DITC album. So get at him. Follow him. AG at DITC. AG. I'm sorry. EG. See, I told you I'm making the boobers at the end. That's good, though. They're at the end. Emma's bloopers at the end.
Outtake.
Right. Okay, this is the outtake. Good. See, to show that nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
I never try to show that I'm perfect. I'm still taking medication anyway. So, thank you for logging in. Real talk, real life with ME2K. I didn't lose my voice. I made it, baby. I made it all the way to the end. This is the Grown and Check Seat, and we out of here.
On the spot, 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 spot.
Oh, my man. Real life, my man.
You tuned in to Real Talk, Real Life with Emma E2K on the spot. And this is only for the rolling sexy, baby. Mwah.
I'm
kidding.
Oh, my God. I'm thinking, what did he say? What did Opie say?
Okay, what did he say?
Can we download it to the laptop now?
We gotta. We,
were you talking about the show? The show itself.
You gotta
wait a couple minutes.
Oh, there's my son.
Aww.
Hello? Hello? Hello?